Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. This week we'll be talking about some newly announced products from HIMSS that have some quite unique capabilities.
The Blaze ET and Blaze EZ multiplayer devices can not only play audio and text books in many formats, but can also be used to directly download books over Wi-Fi, subscribe to and listen to podcasts, and much more. We'll speak with Dave Wilkinson, HIMSS's Business Development Manager, about these features as well as the OCR capability using an internal camera. But first for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Dave Wilkinson. Dave travels a lot. In fact, we met with him in his hotel room when he happened to be in Rochester, New York. So when we asked if he had any tips, they had more to do with travel than with e-readers.
One of my favorite applications, when you're in the U.S., you can count on hotels being brailled. I was in Canada recently, and my hotel was not brailled, and it had numbers, but I'm not all that good with raised numbers, and so I have a luggage locator that I keep in the outside pocket of my suitcase that has a little transmitter and a receiver, and you hit a button, and it beeps, you know, so you can hear your suitcase zoom by on the carousel. And so to make sure I was in the right hotel room, so I knew I was getting close, I turned the receiver on, and I could hit my little transmitter on my luggage locator as I'm coming up to my door, and I could hear my hotel room beeping. $39 from Brookstone.
So this luggage locator beeper, the thing that makes noise, is the part you're holding on to or the part in the luggage?
It's the part in the luggage.
That's why you can put it in his room and walk past the room.
Yeah. Of course.
The other time we used that, this was probably even better than the room. My wife also can't see. And when we moved to Louisville, we knew nothing about Louisville. And we learned our neighborhood by looking at GPS and walking around a lot. Mm-hmm. And one of the immediate problems that came up is, how do we know when we're back home? Mm-hmm. Because GPS is only accurate within, you know, whatever. Yeah. And so we put this little luggage locator in the mailbox.
Oh, wow.
And you're walking down the street to hear your mailbox go off.
Oh, man, that's great. That's great.
Cute. I like that. That's very clever.
Neighbors are probably staring at us like, who are these people? But...
And that is a great example of thinking out of the box and using a commercially available device for a very different purpose, but for a very useful purpose.
Let's start by meeting Dave Wilkinson and learning a bit about the company HIMSS.
My name is Dave Wilkinson. I'm the Business Development Manager for HIMSS. HIMSS stands for Human Information Management Systems. We are based in Austin, Texas. We are ultimately owned by HIMSS International, which is based in Daejeon, Korea. But all of your interactions and my interactions with HIMSS comes from our office in Austin, Texas. I actually live in Louisville, Kentucky. I learned a long time ago that it does not behoove me to live anywhere close to where I work. So I work from home when I am at home, and otherwise I'm traveling around the country doing events, working with students, teachers, voc rehab agencies, end users, you name it.
Many of our listeners have visual impairments. Do you?
I am as close to totally blind as you can get without being totally blind. I can see if the light is on or off. I can see if I'm about to hit something, and that's pretty much it.
Can you describe the primary product lines of HIMSS?
HIMSS has several product lines in blindness and low vision. Our flagship blindness product is the BrailleSense U2. The BrailleSense units are note takers that are essentially blind-friendly tablets that have a number of applications built in, such as word processing, GPS, appointment management, email, internet, book reading, the web, media. We have three different types of Braille senses. We have a unit with a Braille keyboard and a 32-cell display. We have a unit with an 18-cell display and a Braille keyboard, and a computer keyboard with a 32-cell display. We also have dedicated Braille displays. We have the Braille Edge, which is a 40-cell Braille display, And we have a brand new Braille display coming out sometime later this year called the Smart Beetle, which is a 14-cell Braille display. And the Braille Edge and the Smart Beetle are primarily used to be hooked up to something else, like a tablet or your cell phone or your computer. We also make low vision products. Our flagship low vision product is a device called eBot. eBot is the only near distance viewing video magnifier with OCR capabilities that can show an image onto your iPad or other devices such as an Android device, your Mac or your PC, and it can do it all wirelessly. We make a handheld video magnifier called Candy. And then we have our two digital book readers, the Blaze EZ and the Blaze ET. Some people will remember that in the past we had a book reader called the Book Sense. The Book Sense really is sort of at the end of its product life at this point. I don't think we have any left in stock, so if you're wanting to buy one, you have to look on eBay or some other equivalent thereof. But that's sort of a rundown of some of the different products that we have.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is HIMSS's recently released Blaze EZ and Blaze ET multiplayers.
So today we wanted to talk primarily about the Blaze ET and EZ products, and then maybe later on we can get into a demonstration. But why don't you give us an overview of those products and what their main capabilities are?
Sure, I'd be happy to. The big thing that sets these apart from other book readers have been around for a number of years, going back to the advent, of DAISY as a file format. And so then we progressed from there into having a device that could read numerous file formats back to you and work as media players, recorders, etc. The format that all of these devices was missing was sort of going back to an old school format. We had all the electronic stuff down, but we were missing hard copy print. And the Blaze EZ and ET fill that gap with a camera in the back.
Just to clarify, what you're really saying is that they'll take electronic input and do text to speech, but they'll also use their built-in camera to take a photograph of a printed page and then read that back using OCR and also text to speech.
That is correct. That is exactly right. So that essentially what the book players were missing in the past was the ability to take hard copy print and have it read back to you. The beauty of this, Peter, if you reach out here, our camera is just right in the back. If you'll feel there's a little concave square right there.
Oh.
That's our camera. It's not hurting you to touch the camera.
So it's protected from people getting their fingerprints over the lens. And,
exactly.
And all. That's a small device.
You know, I'm not worried about the durability of this. We're going to take the unit that you just had and we're going to drop it. Always fun. so it's designed to be durable. It's designed to be small. You know, as you were looking at this, it's about the size of, you know, your old candy bar cell phones. You know, it's a couple inches across, and, you know, a couple inches high and about a half inch thick.
So this has many of the capabilities of some of the other products that people may be familiar with, like the BookPort and the Victor Reader products. But so in terms of reading all the various electronic formats.
Right.
But in addition, you have this camera, so you can also read hard copy.
Right. And the other thing that we do that, again, some of the other products do, we do have Wi-Fi. So you can use this for internet radio, you know, or for podcasts. We have an FM radio built into it. We also have Bluetooth, so that you can hook this up to a Bluetooth speaker like your Bose or your Jawbone. And we have some other ideas for things that you might be able to use that camera for in the future, one of which we'll show this evening that I don't think we've officially announced, so you guys will be one of the first to get to see it.
I think having the Bluetooth capability is really a nice feature. I like to use my iPhone and stick it in my pocket when I'm cleaning the house and use Bluetooth headphones. Otherwise, the wire gets all caught in the missions that I'm trying to accomplish. So
I'm right there with you.
Bluetooth is a nice capability. That's special.
I'm a runner, and I do a lot of running on treadmills, and cables are sort of a bad thing if you're flailing your arms around running on a treadmill. So I'm a big fan of Bluetooth headsets, so I would agree with you there.
So you talked about having the Bluetooth capability so that
right.
You can actually listen to it through a larger speaker than the built-in speaker and get better sound that way. But it does, I assume, have a built-in speaker and a headphone jack as well.
It not only has a built-in speaker, it has built-in speakers. It's stereo. So the stereo speakers are on either side of the power switch. We have a 1/8-inch microphone jack, which is a stereo microphone jack, and we have a headphone jack. The microphone jack can also be used as a line in, so you could hook this up to something else and have the sound sent directly to it.
Does it also have a built-in microphone if you want to make a quick audio memo?
It does indeed have a built-in microphone so that you could create a quick audio note, or you could record a lecture or pretty much whatever you wanted on here. You've got 12 gigs of memory that are built in, plus an SD card slot, so you could plug in a secure digital card of pretty much any size you want, so you can make audio recordings of whatever length your storage medium would allow.
That 12 gigs of memory, is that the same on the Blaze EZ and Blaze ET?
It is. It is indeed. And actually, a lot of the features are the same. The primary difference between the Blaze EZ and ET, EZ means that it's supposed to be easy to use. And the ET is sort of thought of as more of an expert model.
Can you describe the layout of the Blaze EZ, and then we'll get to the ET later?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Just to do a quick rundown of the way the buttons look. On the very top of the unit, you've got the stereo speakers, the top meaning that the front is facing up towards me. There's a recessed square power button in the middle. And then as you come down on the left-hand side on the front, there's a round record button. Right below that, you've got in a line buttons that are different colors and labeled in Braille. M for music, R for radio, B for books. Continuing down the front surface of the unit, you've got arrow keys, up, down, left, right, and an enter button in the middle. And then on the very bottom of the front panel, you have a cancel button, which has no label, a little bitty dot of a button, which is the explore button, and the O for optical character recognition.
And it all fits in the palm of your hand, very small and lightweight.
What are the various buttons on the edges?
On the edges, good question. On the left-hand side, you have a secure digital card slot, and that's all that you have on the left-hand side. On the right-hand side, you have a rotary volume knob. Below the volume knob, you have a button which actually changes what the volume knob does. So if I press that button,
guide voice speed 8.
So now I'm controlling the guide voice, which is sort of the menu voice.
Rate 6. Rate 8.
If I hit that button again,
guide voice pitch 5.
Pitch 7. Pitch 8.
Pitch 6. Pitch 5.
If I hit that little button again,
guide voice volume 14.
Now I'm changing the actual volume,
volume
of the unit.
Volume 15.
And then right below the button that changes what the rotary knob does is a keyboard lock switch. So that if I slide that button,
keyboard locked.
The keyboard is now locked, so that if you're in a car or a bus or a train and you're being jostled and you're hitting buttons, you won't lose your place in your favorite murder mystery and skip whodunit.
So then, how is the ET unit different than this unit? It sounds like it has a lot more buttons and probably functionality.
The Blaze ET has a numeric keypad, and just so we're clear on this, the EZ does not. So that one of the primary differences between the two is that both of these units will let you do things like put a search into like Bookshare or Bard or different library services and download titles directly onto the unit. For that matter, you could do a search for your favorite radio station. That search is dramatically easier in a lot of ways if you have the keypad, because it's working as your old telephone keypads used to, with, you know, 2 being ABC, 3 being DEF, you know, etc. Kind of like we used to all enter our text messages. The ET does have a few features that the EZ does not have, and this is something that by the time this airs, we may have released, and if we haven't, I guess this will be our official announcement. We have built a color identifier into the ET so that the camera can be used as a color identifier. Also, if you look under the external applications on here, you'll notice that there's an application for Skype so that this can be used for Skype. You can also get an optional dictionary to add on to the ET, which, unlike other products, doesn't require an internet hookup, so that if you're reading something, you come across a word you don't know, you've just got a dictionary right there, you look it up, you get your definition, you keep going.
So you walked us through the display on the EZ. Are there any other differences between the two displays besides the numeric keypad?
Yes. On the top of the Blaze ET, again, you have your stereo speakers with the recessed power button in the middle. And then you have a row of three buttons that are above where the arrows would be, which are your information button, which will tell you things like your battery status, if you're connected to Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. The middle button is your home button. It will always take you into the main menu of the Blaze ET. And the right button is a dedicated OCR button. Below the three buttons on the front display, you have arrows that are up, down, left, and right, with an enter button in the middle. And then below those arrows, you have three more buttons right above the keypad. And those three buttons are the cancel button, the menu button, which will take you into menus for specific applications, and then the button on the far right is your review button, which will give you the last prompt that was spoken or tell you the title of what you're sitting on. And then below those buttons, you have your keypad.
So presumably, because this has a bunch of nested menu levels, you don't need the three buttons that were on the EZ that said books and music. And
you do not need them. That is correct. And the whole idea here is, instead of having dedicated buttons that are going to take you there, this feels much more like being on a mini computer or your phone.
So those are great features.
Well, thank you.
So this unit would be more appropriate for people who are a little bit more tech savvy and not afraid of having more buttons, but it may give them quicker access or access to more functions.
That's right. That's right.
It's nice to have hard buttons to press, and it makes the use more reliable, I think. So I really enjoy having buttons.
Well, and you bring up a good point, and this is something that I always try to emphasize with people. I am not trying to compete, or HIMSS is not trying to compete with an iPhone. And if you are comfortable using your iPhone for a lot of what we're talking about, by all means do it. However, there does seem to be a market, and a pretty substantial market, of people who want buttons, you and me included.
Well, I think when you're visually impaired, you know, it's fine having a touch screen for many purposes, but if you want to do something quickly like rewind or pause a book,
right,
you know, by the time I do that on my iPhone, I've already missed a little bit, or it takes me too long, or I hit the wrong button. So having a, you know, a real button to press that you can tactically figure out where you are quickly without disturbing anything is a good thing.
Can you give us a quick demo of the Blaze ET?
Yes. And we're going to go ahead and turn the Blaze ET on, and we'll show that to you.
Podcasts.
And it remembers where I left off. So, for example, here, if I hit the home button, that little bonk means that we're connected to Wi-Fi. So if I hit my home button, we're going to go just to the top of our menus.
File manager.
So when I hit the home button, we're going to go to our file manager.
File manager.
And this is Acapella Heather. We do have the male voice, Acapella Ryan. But anyway, now we can use our arrow keys, and we just move down. Think of it almost like a home screen.
Media player.
So now if I want to go into my media player, all I need to do is I can either hit the enter button, which will play start playing the last thing that was being played, or if I hit my right arrow, it opens up the media player, and then I can just explore the different devices that I have here. If I go into my menu here by hitting my bottom middle button.
Menu opened. Zero, explorer mode, menu item.
And you'll notice it said zero, explorer mode. That zero means that you could use the hotkey on the numeric keypad. I forget which key does which, so I end up just using the menu. And so we're going to hit enter on Explorer.
Explorer open. All right, .mp3, 8 of 8 list item.
And now I'm just in a series of files that are music files. And if I wanted to change folders, I could use my left and right arrows to change folders. We're just going to move up to another song.
14 Jellyhead Motivates Pumphouse Remix.
And again, I can jump back to my main menu at this point by just hitting the home button on the very top.
Media player. Book reader.
So if I want to go into the book reader, again, I can just press my right arrow key, which will open up the book reader.
A Game of Thrones, A Song of Ice and Fire, book one open.
And this is the last book that was being read. This is a book from National Library Service.
Can we just go to the beginning of a chapter so we can hear it reading a book as you would hear it?
Sure.
Level one.
Now, what we're doing at this point, we're using our up and down arrows to choose what our left and right arrows are going to do. So we're going to hit the down arrow again.
Paragraph.
We'll go back to level one since it only seems...
Level one.
And now if I hit the right arrow, it'll skip by level.
Prologue. We should start back, Garrett urged as the woods began to grow dark around them. The wildlings are dead. Do the dead frighten you? Sir Waymar Royce asked with just the hint of a smile.
Well, that obviously is an audiobook, and that's a very nice recording.
You also mentioned that these Blaze devices have a built-in camera, and they use that to do OCR. Can you demonstrate that?
Sure, I'd be happy to. We're going to take a picture.
OCR analysis.
And now the Blaze is going to analyze the text, and it's going to start to read it back to us.
OCR analysis completed. Question mark. Welcome. T. We are pleased and appreciate that you have chosen our Hampton Inn for your stay, and hope you will find our accommodations and services up to your expectations.
Now I'm going to hit pause. Awesome, a welcome letter. And then I can use my top and bottom arrows again to decide what the left and right arrows move between.
Sentence. Paragraph. Beginning or end of book. Phonetic. Character.
So now if I want to go up to say word.
Word.
Now I can move a word at a time.
Something. That. Is.
We'll go back to the something.
That. Something.
I can make him spell it.
Character. S. O. M. E. T. H. I. N. G.
So I've got ultimate control. I can move by character, word, line, sentence, paragraph, page. So I can move around in this document.
Oh, that's nice, and the recognition happens very quickly also.
The recognition is pretty speedy, especially considering that you've got a handheld device. Now, one of the cool features that's on here that we'll show is this can take continuous pictures. It can do like batch scanning so that you can keep flipping pages and it'll take a picture every 5 seconds and then scan the next page, the next page, and the next page.
Oh, cool. That sounds like a great feature to do this automatically.
It's pretty nifty. To show what you can do with this continuous feature, we're going to turn the continuous scan feature back on to give you an idea of what you can do with it.
Take a picture.
And now we're going to go into options.
Flash on. Result. Open captured file. Open an external file. Options. Continuous scanning off combo box. Manual. 5 seconds.
Now this is pretty cool. Watch what happens.
Options saved.
Now when I hit the OCR button.
Pause. Continue.
Oh. Yeah, continue. And now it's going to take another picture. And so I could scan this whole directory that we have under here. And it's just going to scan the pages. It's not going to recognize them at this point. And we'll scan one more. And now we'll hit stop.
Pause.
And now it starts to analyze your text for you. And so what we essentially did there is if you wanted to scan an entire book, you could do that and then go get a cup of coffee while it's scanning 30, 40, 200 pages, whatever. And it's just going to analyze all the different pages and then be able to read it back to you.
Nice.
So it gives you the ability to do sort of what I used to do in college, like batch scanning. And so it's going to take it a little bit more time. It's got 4 or 5 pages to recognize, and it's going to take it 15, 20 seconds a page. So it's not going to be the speediest process, but it does make this a possibility for you.
Well, that's another handy capability and really makes this device quite unique among the portable reading devices for the visually impaired.
Now for this week's final item, how to get more information about HIMSS, their Blaze family of multi-readers and other products, and how to purchase one if you so desire.
If our listeners wanted to find out more about HIMSS or some of the products we've discussed today, where would they go? How would they go about that?
You can always go to our website, which is www.hims-inc.com. You can also send us an email at info@hims-inc.com. You are welcome to email me directly. My email, conveniently enough, is dave@hims-inc.com. Or you can call our 800 number, which is 888-520-4467. I'd also like to take this opportunity to plug our podcasts, and there's certainly no competitor to your podcasts, but we do have a podcast about once a month covering different topics. We also have past podcasts archived. You can go to the HIMSS website, hims-inc.com/webinars, and listen to previous podcasts and also sign up for future webinars. I guess actually we advertise them as webinars, not podcasts.
So that's a great place where people can get additional information and support and documentation.
Support, documentation, how-tos. You can get in touch with the HIMSS staff. We've got a number of webinars on not only products, but we did a webinar close to the end of last year on just like travel tips. So it's not only HIMSS products, but also just sort of stuff of that interests us.
And is there a built-in help system?
There is a built-in help system. There's a key describer that you can turn on to find out what all of your different keys do.
And of course, the other place you can go for all of that information is our show notes at www.eyesonsuccess.net. And in those show notes, you'll also find direct links to both of those products.
That's it for show number 1527. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about sailing expeditions with Imago Maris. We'll speak with Julia, a very active volunteer with the program, and Robert, an enthusiastic participant on a recent trip. And you'll learn about how a sailing ship half full of blind people can make these voyages with the blind people participating in everything from kitchen duty to working the sails and the rigging. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-258-0333.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. For detailed information or a full archive of programs, visit www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com at Eyes on Success or Twitter @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success and have a nice day.